Today, leaders from nearly 50 African nations are gathering in Washington, D.C. for the U.S.-Africa Summit, a three-day event organized by the White House to deepen ties between the U.S. and Africa. Top executives from dozens of U.S. companies are participating, looking for new business opportunities. Marilyn Giwex, a senior NPR business editor, attended one of the kickoff events this morning at the World Bank. She joins us now. And Marilyn, there's been a lot of news coming out of Africa, and we haven't reported on it as a place of business opportunities. So tell us more about what U.S. companies are looking for.
Well, that's the whole point of this summit, is to try to change that narrative, to get people to think about Africa as this tremendous business opportunity that it really is. So, you know, when you think about Africa, traditionally our minds go to things like extraction, you know, gold, gemstones, oil, copper. But really, there are so many other business opportunities there nowadays. Telecom, for one thing. People are sort of skipping over that whole landline sort of phase, and they're going right to mobile phones because they're, in effect, little computers. So people can do business now. They can connect a lot more. And that doesn't mean everyone in Africa has a mobile phone, but it's growing. The telecom sector is about doubled in the last 10 years, and it's growing very rapidly. So you have a lot of companies that want to get in there. Among the people who are participating during this summit this week, General Electric. They want to supply power and locomotives and aircraft engines. Caterpillar, they're interested in building infrastructure. Walmart, that retail market, they want to be able to sell those phones and the clothes and all the things you can get as a customer. Coca-Cola, just IBM, lots and lots of different companies are here trying to develop those business relationships to change the story about Africa, to focus on it as a growth opportunity.
But many African countries are still very poor.
Yes, they are, but they're rich in one thing that other parts of the world lack, and they're rich in children. You know, it's a place where there's a growing population. If you go to other parts of the world, you know, in Europe, the percentage of the population that is under the age of 15. It's only about maybe 16%. In some places like Germany, it's only 13%. You go to Africa, there are countries where half the population is under age 15. For the continent as a whole, which is about 1.1 billion people, 43% of the population is under 15. In the future, we're going to need customers and workers. And really, even China with its one-child policies that they've had, these are aging populations. And Africa has a young potential group of workers and consumers, and that's where businesses want to be.
Well, it sounds terrific, but as everyone well knows, the big headline out of Africa in the last few weeks has been Ebola and a deadly outbreak in three countries. How has that affected the summit?
Well, you know, of course, Africa still has all sorts of problems with any number of things, you know, violence, conflict. There are certainly problems, many to be solved with corruption and all. And Ebola is a new, you know, it's been around a while, but this terrible problem they're having right now with hundreds of deaths in West Africa, it really has taken attention away from these business opportunities. But, you know, that is a problem that is going to have to be solved by people with medical expertise. And the people at this summit are trying to call attention to the fact that, again, this is a continent of 1.1 billion people. So far we've had, you know, hundreds of deaths from a disease. That's not to minimize it. It's quite a serious, obvious problem. But it's a great big continent, and there's more to the story of Africa than just disease and corruption. It's really an up-and-coming place, and American businesses want to be part of it.
Businesses like GE who want to be part of something called the Africa Initiative to get more electricity to people in Africa. Big opportunity there. NPR's Marilyn Giwex, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.